This is the story of Maximilian Kolbe, a story from Auschwitz about sacrifice. Maximilian Kolbe. During the Second World War, Maximilian Kolbe provided shelter to refugees from Greater Poland, including 2,000 Jews whom he hid from Nazi persecution in his friary in Niepokalanów. He was also active as a radio amateur, with Polish call letters SP3RN, vilifying Nazi activities through his reports. On February 17, 1941, he was arrested by the German Gestapo and imprisoned in the Pawiak prison. And on May 25, he was transferred to Auschwitz as prisoner 16670. In July 1941, a man from Kolbe's barracks vanished, prompting SS Hauptsturmführer Karl Fritsch, the deputy camp commander, to pick 10 men from the same barracks to be starved to death in Block 13, notorious for torture, in order to deter further escape attempts. The man who had disappeared was later found drowned in the camp latrine. One of the selected men, Franciszek Gajanicek, cried out, lamenting that he had a family. Kolbe volunteered to take his place. During the time in the cell, he led the men in songs and prayer. After 3 weeks of dehydration and starvation, only Kolbe and three others were still alive. Finally, he was murdered with an injection of carbolic acid. Kolbe gave up his life so a man could continue to live with his family. Who can you make a sacrifice for? What little sacrifice can you make? What can you not complain about, even though you want to complain? What can you just do? What can you do without getting any credit for doing it? Maximilian Kolbe gave his life so another man could live. How can you make a sacrifice and do something for someone?